They replaced ties, track, ductwork, and strung almost 100 kilometers of cable. All the while, other crews worked 16-hour days, 6 days a week, to rebuild the entire station from scratch. In November 2003, the station reopened, the first public space to open on the Trade Center site since 9/11. Workers finished the job 1 month ahead of schedule.
Said it couldn't be done, but it was done.
Yet the real work has just begun. This station is only temporary. From unprecedented tragedy has emerged a rare opportunity, the chance to reinvent the ancient infrastructure at the heart of a modern megacity. This gaping hole is destined to become a thriving hub.
We are going to build a new transit center here, and that is the first terminal that Lower Manhattan will have.
Charles Gargano is vice chairman of the Port Authority. His vision of a new PART station is destined to link up with another bold transformation just blocks away. With more than 250,000 entries, exits, and transfers each day, Fulton Street is the busiest subway station in Lower Manhattan. It's also the most confusing, a subterranean jigsaw puzzle, and the pieces don't fit. Fulton Street subway station is actually a complex of six stations, built over three decades, to serve 12 competing subway lines, each fighting for passengers. Discouraging transfers between lines was deliberately built in. For almost a century, commuters groped through this transit nightmare. Then it got worse. When the PART train station was built, no one envisioned a link to Fulton. The result? Two key rail hubs and no connection. Now comes a multi-billion dollar operation to untangle veins and unclog arteries.